Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 4th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,000 head to be offered, 8,600 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 7,900 weaned calves, and 6,700 calves on cows. If you want details about when a lot may sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
The way crop prices fluctuate, you're actually thinking about trying to save some money by not using a product like Black Max 22 this year. Now here's the problem. Because prices are volatile, improving yield becomes your most important strategy. And Black Max 22's proprietary LHS technology is designed to optimize your soil, reduce fertilizer burn, and improve yield potential year after year. Don't let saving money cost you money. When it comes to your nutrition program, remember Black Max 22, because if you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today. Well, look for the cattle complex at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Opened solidly higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and cash premiums. The hog futures should also begin with a firm undertone, thanks to technical buying and ideas of seasonal strength. Now, historically, it's not unusual for the cattle market to celebrate May Day in a bullish state of mind, yet Fed cattle prices have already rallied so far in the first third of 2017. How much more fire does this market have in its belly? Well, however unsettled that question may seem today, you can bet that feedlot managers will be eager to bet on positive momentum and price show lists at least $2 to $3 higher as the new month begins, about 140 to 142 in our part of the country. And that said, activity today should be limited to the distribution of new show lists, and look for early month offerings to be steady, at least steady to somewhat larger than last week. Live and feeder futures should open higher today, supported by residual buying and cash premiums. And the hog buyers should start out today with bids steady to about a dollar higher, with hog futures seem set to open substantially higher. On the grains, the corn and soybean futures closed a little lower for the day yet on Friday, following big first-day deliveries for both crops and forecasts, favoring dry planting weather this week in the Midwest. Winter wheat futures closed higher for the day and week ahead of a weekend in which freezing temperatures could threaten headed wheat in the plains, and flooding could hurt soft red winter wheat in the Midwest. Now, the winter wheat markets were higher again Friday, led by hard red winter wheat as forecasts call for snow and freezing weather in the plains. Headed wheat could be at risk. USDA on Monday said 67% of the wheat in Texas was headed, 65% in Oklahoma. Corn futures closed 2 to 4 cents lower Friday in nearby months to finish under key moving averages, but did finish a little higher for the week. May and July on Friday closed under key moving averages. And on the soybeans, they closed a little lower for the week and for the day and week, following the 1,015 first day deliveries and pending dry weather in the Midwest. We'll check your futures after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle up 250 at 124.02. The August was up 227 Friday at 120.05. May feeder cattle up 297, 149.55. And August up 435, 154.70. May hogs up 7 cents, 66.97. And the June's up 117, 74 even. Hard red winter wheat, the May's up 4 cents, 424 and 3 quarters. July's up 3 and a half, 437 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May's up a nickel, 418 and a half. And July was up a penny, 432 and a quarter. May corn down 4 cents, 358, and July was down 2 3/4 at 366 and a half. May soy was down a half penny, 945 and a quarter. July was down 1 cent, 956 and a quarter. May cotton up 26 points, 8049. July down 13, 7874. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.